This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy,
but it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's hot. That's all I'm going to say about it. I don't want to overblow it, but even though it says it's only 90 degrees, only. Once you start factoring stuff in, our friends over at Channel 8 reminding us, it feels a lot hotter. Earlier today, it felt like it was 105. So now I guess we're down to what? 95, 96. The humidity, it just suck your breath right out of you. So, can I tell you, be aware of that. No showers on the horizon for a while. Like this weekend, though, we might see some. All right. Last week on this here little program, our friend, citizen reporter, citizen journalist Mike Dickinson broke a story that has now taken over on many, many national stages. It has now apparently garnered the attention of Virginia Attorney General Jason Biares. And remember, you heard it here first, and I wanted to get Mike to join us, as he does every week at this time, but really, really to weigh in on that. And Mike, you are entitled, by the way, to take a victory lap if you'd like.
Well, it's always good to do that. It'll be even better when we finally catch them and put the nail in the Act Blue coffin.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. It was on your show, and anyone in Virginia heard about this story where Act Blue we've been looking into Act Blue for irregularities with donations coming in under different names. You know, we talked about the person in Richmond, Carrie Alberti, 79 years old, gave under about $1,000 over the course of a couple years to GOP candidates, and then all of a sudden, since 2021, $800,000 in donations to Democrats. Crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And you're talking about this Act Blue. Bring everybody up to speed. So that's one great example. And wasn't it like thousands of contributions some of these people were making?
Yes. So apparently this Carrie Alberti made over 2,200 contributions, $800,000 total. But in the course of this getting out now, Jason Miaris, our great attorney general, said that he's going to be investigating this. It got to his desk. They've been digging into donors in Michigan, which is another Democrat stronghold that they're just desperately trying to cheat to win. And it looks like they found similar behavior there where you have people who have made very little donations to GOPs and conservatives up and about until 2019, 2020. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the faucets turned open the last two or three years with hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations in these people's names. So it seems like Act Blue, which is an online donation platform that the Democrats use, it would appear to somebody that, you know, they're facilitating money laundering, they're facilitating identity theft, they're facilitating ways to move money to candidates without being able to see who's doing it. And then you hear things like Kamala Harris raised $100 million in a day. And you know how is she doing that? It's because of things like this, where the Democrats are quite possibly laundering money and using identity theft to do it.
It is so incredible to me, Mike, and it's so over the top and egregious. Maybe You think maybe that's what they thought? It's going to be so out of line, nobody would believe it's this crazy, right?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, once again, you know, the Democrats are real good, and, you know, conservatives, we aren't so good at, we're good at trusting people. We don't go and dig into the details, but it seems like every time you dig into something, whether it's financial irregularities or voting precinct irregularities, the Democrats are always up to some kind of way to cheat and to try to game the system and cheat and use some way to be dishonest and deceptive, and that seems like they're doing that again. Because, you know, in my course of looking into things in the Richmond area, it seems like every time the Democrats try to get away with it, they're just thinking that, oh, no one's going to notice. No one's going to notice the elections paperwork, you know, Senator Hashmi. No one's going to notice that your address is an apartment complex outside of the neighborhood you live in. No one's going to notice, you know, Susanna Gibson, that the notary date is wrong. No one's going to notice that. And,
right,
you know, the Democrats,
right,
they have this mindset of no one's going to notice it. So
yep,
you have to dig.
Yeah, you really do. And it's so wonderful that you're now doing the digging. I haven't seen this story on any local news outlet. And frankly, even as I look at the national outlets, with the exception of some of the stuff online, which picked it up from you, I don't see the ABCs or the CBSs, anybody like that doing this.
They've got a, you know, the media, the legacy media, for the most part, they're running cover. They always run cover for the Democrats, mm-hmm, and they always want to, you know, try to cover for them and protect their shenanigans and protect their schemes to do this. And it's just a sad fact. You can't really rely on the legacy media anymore. The best reporting these days are from citizen journalists that are online that do the digging into this kind of stuff.
Yeah. So besides this one guy where we have all these examples, any idea at all how many cases like this there might be?
Well, in Virginia, we found 80 to 100 cases in Virginia. And off of that, there's been people digging in other Democrat states like Pennsylvania and Michigan, and yep, they found a similar number in Michigan, and they're finding same things in Pennsylvania. And the profile for it is, if you have friends or family that are older, in their 70s and 80s, mm-hmm, that donated small amounts of money to Republicans before 2020-21, it seems like they're finding those people's names and then donating money in those people's names, mm-hmm, to hide the donations. And Act Blue isn't verifying the credit cards. I mean, if you go online to buy a shirt from Walmart, they make you put in identifying information for your credit card. But
yeah,
Act Blue is not requiring the security code anymore. So it's a way, or the address to match the address zip code to match the zip code for the card. So that's how they're doing, and that's how Act Blue is facilitating it.
Wow. That is outrageous. Who is at the leadership level in this Act Blue? Do we know?
Yeah, we're trying to find out some more details of the names of the people. Haven't found them all the way yet, but okay, they're longtime political consultants and fundraisers,
right,
for the Democrats of America. This is an app that they, or a website that they developed to be able to make donations using credit cards, debit cards. Because, you know, as we transition from paper checks and cash donations to now everybody uses digital.
Yep.
There was the developers of that. It was from the Democrat Party.
You know, it's interesting, Mike, because I have to think that after you broke this story last week.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Speak on this very show. There were probably a number of people wondering if they had somehow had their information utilized. Is there a way to check? Like, can I go to Act Blue and see if they've made a donation via Jeff Katz?
You have to go to, it's very difficult too. So you have to go to the Federal Elections Commission and look up elections reports for federal candidates. And you go dig through that and look through names. It's not as easy. In Virginia, it's easy to find information on local candidates and statewide candidates, but it's not so easy for federal level candidates.
Interesting. Because I'm fearful. All of a sudden, I'm signed up for a million different Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Democrat Party email, junk emails. And I got stuff in the in the actual old-fashioned snail mail. I'll have to explain to people under the age of 50 what that is. There's a box at the end of the driveway. But I got something from the DNC asking if I was on board with Team Joe Biden, and I wrote back, hell, absolutely. I'd love to see him run. I'd love to see him walk, but I'm not sending you a nickel. But crazy.
Yeah, and, it's not surprising. And I'm hoping that Jason Mieres, our attorney general, I'm hoping that he transitions this hard look at Act Blue into other groups in Virginia that have been doing some of the same things for years, like New Virginia Majority. They're funded by Communist China. They're very close to Jennifer McClellan and Abigail Spanberger. And nobody in the Virginia media will touch New Virginia Majority, even though New Virginia Majority is highly involved in illegal voter registration processes. They won't touch the Virginia Student Power Network, which is the student arm of New Virginia Majority. Virginia Student Power Network, they're closely connected to every single riot or demonstration or violence on every campus in Virginia, and they use apparatuses to raise money too, and they don't file the reports, and they just get away with it because nobody wants to look at them or nobody wants to be critical of them. And I'm hoping Jason Mieres turns his eyes on them next.
Yeah, that would be great. I want everybody to be competing on the same playing field, right? If you're a Democrat, you believe in the ideas, I think you're wrong, but I think you ought to go out and campaign and explain to people what you believe. And these shenanigans are simply inappropriate. One of the things that I'm always concerned about, Mike, and I do want to remind everybody that Mike Dickinson is joining us. Mike joins us exclusively every Wednesday afternoon at 5:33. Doing amazing investigative reporting as a citizen journalist. Mike, I am always fearful about some of my fellow Republicans, right? Because so many of my fellow Republicans I would describe as it's the country club said, oh, we don't want to rock the boat. Oh, we don't want to say anything. They'll say something nasty. And listen, man, you want to win, you got to play. You can't just sit on the sidelines eating brie and whining about stuff.
You've got to get in the game. The problems, too, that still exist in the Republican Party is we have a lot of country club Republicans, like you said, that they want to sit in the stands and cheer on and drink wine and cheese, but they don't want to do anything. They don't want to get in the game. They don't want to say anything. They don't want to report anything. They figure, oh, somebody else would do it. And what happens is when nobody else does anything, nothing gets done. You have to have everybody holding it up and doing their part for something to change. I mean, we didn't for a long time in Virginia. We didn't, and that's how Virginia turned the way it did, because everybody was just content to, be quote unquote Virginia gentlemen and not do anything and sit around. And it's not 2002 or three anymore. It's 2024, and the game has changed. And you got to get out there and be ready for. I think John McGuire told me once that politics is a contact sport, and you have to be ready for that and think of it like that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. That's what I've said for years. Being from Philadelphia, we looked at politics as a full contact sport, and you better be ready to, do a little checking and throw an elbow and get in there and play to win, or just don't play. Don't exactly. Don't tell me you're on the team or you're in the game if you're just going to stand around sucking up oxygen. Then stand on the sidelines. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Be a bystander and a witness. I don't care. All right. I got to ask you this question because I just came across a piece of news, and you will know more about this than anybody else. Mike Dickinson is a citizen reporter, citizen journalist. I'm going to make sure he gives you the way that you follow him on X. But Mike is also my go-to guy for all things wrestling related. Two issues. Issue number one is actually that Shane McMahon and Tony Khan apparently had a meeting the other day, and you could see Shane O'Mac winding up over at AEW.
I saw that. I was just talking about it to a friend of mine before this great radio show today, and I think that's very interesting. I think that, you know, the McMahon family is a family with a lot of money with nothing to do right now. Yeah. And like it or not, Shane McMahon, he's a character. His name does a lot, and it would help AEW a whole lot, I think. And it would help Shane. It would be that would be a game changer more than anybody else. I think you put Shane McMahon out there, something would change. That would be a good move by Tony Khan.
I think it would be, too. And what about SummerSlam? Isn't that this weekend?
Yep, it's in the city of Cleveland. So I guess we'll see what happens. I'm interested to see what happens in this Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan fight over Dominic Mysterio. Mm. What a way to elevate that little guy. I mean, he's always been, I mean, he's very good. He reminds me very similar of a new generation Honky Tonk Man, where he comes out and people just, they hate him. They just, like, I love Honky Tonk Man as a great person. But when he was in a character in the 90s in WWE, when he came out, he was just, people hated him just because of the way he looked, and he was an easy guy to hate. And Dominic Mysterio has echoes of that in my mind.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I go back, I'm a little bit older than you are, Mike, and I go back, I can remember when you had guys like Pat Patterson, who he was the heel's heel. And you got to remember, you know, no pyrotechnics, no music, no smoke, none of that. I mean, he just had a look and a smirk that people hated him, you know, and that's how you win. You got your gimmick, you play your gimmick, and you can do a pretty good job in the world of wrestling. All right, well, I'm going to look out then for that particular match you mentioned. Mike, I want people to follow you over on X, so do me a favor. Would you give us a refresher on that?
Yes, it's MikeD4RVA over on X, MikeD4RVA. And one last thing, Jeff, this whole narrative that the Democrats are putting out about every female in the world liking Kamala Harris and voting, totally false. Okay. I deal with hundreds of females every single week. I'm friends with them on social media. They work for me. And believe me, they all like and are going to vote for Donald Trump. They think Kamala Harris is a joke. That's a total lie that the Democrats are putting out.
Well, there's a shock. Democrats and the legacy media lying to us. Hold on, Mike. I got my shock face around here somewhere. I'll go get it. Give everybody your X handle one more time, would you, bud?
MikeD4RVA. MikeD4RVA.
All right, Michael, thank you so much. We will talk again next week. That is Mike Dickinson. He is a citizen reporter, citizen journalist. It's really interesting to have been part of Mike's evolution, if you will, over the last 10, 11 years. We started out very much on opposite sides politically. We had this commonality where we both knew a thing or two and a person or two in the world of pro wrestling, and Mike has become a very vocal citizen journalist. I think he's doing some great work, and I don't see anybody else rising to his level locally. I always compare him nationally to Andy Ngo. I just think he's done that caliber of work. 548, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.